Weiter in Shasmir and Daf Samachval picking up on Samachim of Bees by the bottom of the piece by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Brand new Perek. Perek Shishi. Here we go. Mitzias Isha. It's going to be exciting because we saw a bunch of these ideas so far. So now we get to see the Gemara themselves. Mitzias Isha, that which a woman finds. I might say, yeah, that which she earns. They go Labaila to the husband. Virushasa and her Yerusha, that goes Hu Ochel Peros Bachaya. That is, if she inherits property, he gets to eat the fruits, but the Karen remains to her. However, if she dies during his lifetime, then he gets to get it. Bosha Upagama Shala, that is, if she has a state of embarrassment or disgrace, then we know there's five things a person has to pay someone for. Nezik, Saripo, Shevas, and Boshas. And so we have Boshas Upagam, that is, Rashi says, Nezek Chavala im Yichvalubav, she gets some sort of whack. Then what happens? It goes to her. If this wound is Beseser, it's something which you don't actually see, then La. Shnei Chalakim Velo Echad. Then she gets 2/3 of the payment and he gets 1/3. Bezman Shabagaloi, but if it's something which is seen from everyone, then Lo Shnei Chalakim, he gets 2 parts, Velo Echad, and she gets 1 chelek, 1/3. Rashi explains right there that it was Mansha Begalu Shabucha Shalom, he has Busha also, Vaochim Nim Esses Allah becomes Nimas to him, Husova Nisova, he gets 2/3, he gets 1/3, Shalom Yinasim Yad, he gets his portion immediately, Vishalah and her portion, Yilakach Bahen Karka, Vuacha Paris, you go and buy Karka with it, he eats the Paris. Rashi says, Sharizek, Shan Nachasim, and Nofum Lashayn Tluyan, is like all the properties that fall to her and they are hanging. Zokta Heilige Gemara. Now, my Kamashmal, what are you coming to tell me is the fact that the woman goes ahead, that the man gets a Maisei Adea? Tanina, we already have this in the Mishnah. We saw earlier, Memvav, Ha'av Zaka Bebito Bekidusha, Bekasa Bishtar Wabia, Zaka Bebitsiasa, Maisei Adea, Ubafaris Nodera, Bekabalas Gita, Veno Achaperis Bechaya. Ni says, once she gets engaged, married, like full on Nisuin, Yasel of Abali is one honor, Shu Ochaperis Bechaya, that he eats the Paris. So, what exactly are you coming to teach us? Husband one-ups means that he's also getting my seder as well. Says Gemara, Bosa Upagama Itzuchale. What I needed to tell us is the idea of the Boches Upagam. Plukta, this is Machlokas, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Rabbanan, between the two of them, and therefore we brought that as an introduction. Tani Tana Kameder Rava. He taught the following idea in front of Rava. Metzia Saisha Liatzma. So what do you see? Number one is saying that a mitzvah is fine to her. Rabbi Kiva says it belongs to the husband. Hashta umaha dafa, the extra stuff that she makes. Rashi says im taasa malacha yosim im mashaposku lechacham. There was 5 sela worth of warp. If she ends up doing more than that, then what do we say? Beep, turn the page. Samachvav. Which we know that belongs to her. I'm Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that Mitziyasa. Oh, where are we? I'm Rabbi Akiva Atzma, that they belong to her. Mitziyasa Kolchkin. If she finds something, shouldn't Kolchkin should be hers? So why would you just say in the bottom of Amud Beis over there that it goes to the Baila? What's going on? The Tanan. Now where do you find this Tanan? Because we learned in the Mishnah. This is according to Rabbi Akiva. Konim Shani Osa Leficha. A woman goes and says that which I'm going to do is going to be co-name to your mouth. That's the way Rashi puts over here. I mean, see, she's making a neder. She's trying to say that what she works, the fruits of what she works on are going to be usher to her husband. The guy doesn't have to go ahead and do a first adarim. Rashi says, the mishabdale, because it's mishubat to him. He has it. Rashi says, v'filu, l'shem atadiv nami lo cheshina di ma'adfa nami labalu. It all goes to the husband in the first place. Abikivami, he says, yafir, you better make a hafara. Why? Because shem atadiv alav yosim and aroi. Maybe she's going to end up producing more than what's roi. Rashi says, v'adaf adidahu, and that's really hers. V'chayel alakonim, and then it's actually going to work. So better be made for that idea. So even if her work belongs to her, which is the extra stuff, clearly what she finds should belong to her. So Zagmar Ella Efach in a Chanami. What do we do? Let's switch the sheetas. Mitzias Seish Labayla. That is Mitzias Seish Labayla. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva Omer Latzma. She gets to keep it. Okay, and everything's good and dandy. In fact, Gemara Vaha Ikiyasa Rav and Rav Yochanan Badafa Shelo Al Yedei Hadchak. Everything with Hadafa, which is like extra stuff, which is not through some sort of stressful, strenuous activity. Rashi says Kegon Shehi Iranis Ubailas Malacha. She's a very capable woman, and she could do, and she has the ability of doing Malacha really well. right? She's got a lot of energy, and therefore she can go and she can do more than what's normal. Then kuli amar lo pligi de baal hava. Everyone agrees in such a case that this is going to be belong to the baal. Ki pligi, where they argue about dafa shalidei etchak. I'm talking about the fact that there's a duffer, there's extra, but suddenly the chak rachis could go and she dochka atzma vedifa. She puts herself beyond the normal amount, and therefore she works hard, she works at night, she doesn't tense, and therefore she gets more. Tanakama Savri says labayla, goes to the husband. Rabbi Kiva Savri Latzma, that goes to herself. Kum techois, we want to say again that the stuff that she finds is the stuff like the extra stuff over here. And now everyone seems to agree that these things actually go to the husband. So, again, how are they arguing when it comes to the idea of what is a mitziah? Amar Papa, mitziyasa ka'adafa she'idei etchak. Mitziah is considered adafa a'idei etchak. And now it falls into the machlokas, plucked at Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, falls into the machlokas between the two of them. Tanakama says that belongs to the husband, and Rabbi Kiva says that it belongs to her, even with the extra type of work going on. In fact, Gemara by Rav Papa, aslo shtayim bebasachas. Let's say she does a double whammy. She does two jobs at the same time. Rav says, shomeris kishuim. She's guarding, watching over kishuim. Cucumbers. That's another word for it. Zucchini, right? Vitava pishtan. She's in the middle also of being tava. Spinning, wool. Yeah. Semer Pishtim. Semer is what? Linen. Uma lemis shiel rashim. She's teaching a woman how to sing. Bishar. Uma chamemes beitzim bishchika. Oh my gosh, a lot going on. Bechika. Oh, beitzim toloim, oisim, meshish, anashim, chamemes, tosam, bechika, mehim, nursim. Basically, she's doing a ton of work at the same time. Wow, what's going to be the din in such a matziv? By Ravina, Ravina says, shlosha arba bebasachas. If she does three or four at the same time, mahu, what's going to be the din? Teiku. That's a good question. We don't know. Next, boshla pagam. We say the boshla pagam is going to belong to her. Rabbi Huda Masari said it really depends, and that if it comes out to be that it's something which is hidden, then it's going to be 2/3 her and 1/3 his. And if it's out in the open, it's 2/3 his and 1/3 hers. Frek the Gemara maskif la Rava by Rav Chanan. Rashi says ad the Rabbi Huda Masari is a kashrut Masari elamiata b'shiyesh b'yesh susasu shachaver. Or someone goes and embarrasses his friend's horse. Hachinami the boy in the mitan le boshes. You have to go and you have to pay him boshes. You see, the husband's getting something, even though something only happened to the wife. Nothing happened to the actual husband's body himself. So, do we say that that actually extends to other things as well? You go, the horse that goes him. So, come on. Besus bar boshes. What do you mean? Is the horse something that that gets embarrassed? Like, what are you talking about over here? Someone goes and hits a horse. It's not going to get embarrassed. So, what are you talking about? The Gemara Ella. What do you mean? Is like this? Rakak be big dosh chaver. Someone goes and spits on his friend's clothing. Alchanami, the boy, the mitan le boches, have to go and give boches for spitting on the clothing. Vechitim alchanami, if you want to say, yeah, you would have to. Vatanami, we learned on a Mishnah, which seems to say not like the bavakama, rakak vigiya boarok. If someone spit on someone, and then the spit got to him, upara, rosha isha, and covers a woman's hair out in the open. The heavier talisa mimenu, if someone pulls off his clothing from him, chayv litim la bameos zuz, he's got to pay him 400 zuz. The Amar Papa says on that lo shanu ella bo. That's only talking about someone who spits at the person and it gets them. Of a big do putter, if it got to the clothing, then you'd be putter from all these things over here. Says the Gemara, but big do less lazy lusa. When someone goes spit on the clothing, that's not really an embarrassment. Ishto is lazy lusa. When someone gets messes and hurts someone's wife, then it's that's something which is a zilusa, it's a disgrace for him. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, so he comes and he asks, Elamiata, Biesh Ani Bentovim, someone goes and embarrasses an Ani from a good family, from a good mishpacha. The Isle lehu zilusa le kula ben mishpacha. Now the entire family feels embarrassed because the Hachinami, the boy lemitan lehu boshes lechol ben mishpacha. Well, you have to go and pay the entire family because of the thing. Amalei says, "I'm hasam lav gufay." Over there, it's not on their actual body. Hachi ishto gufa you have it, but over here, it's his wife, and his wife is his own body, because we know ishto kigufo. Zuck the next mission. Now we get into stuff which is the nedunya, dowry stuff and love. And haposik mazal chasson. Someone goes in, he sets aside money he's going to go give to his chasson, to his son-in-law. He's setting aside for the nedunya, for his son, for his dowry. Umeis chasson, and then he goes ahead and he dies. And now what ends up happening? So you can go now marry the brother. Rashi says v'nafal fnei yavam v'hutovei amash apaskalachav. And he says that which you set aside that should go to my brother. I'd like it to go to me. Amr Chacham says, Yachal Hushayomer, the father-in-law is able to go ahead and speak up and say that, listen up, L'chicha yisi ro tzalitin, I wanted to give it to your brother. L'cha yiv shalitin, I didn't want to give it to you, so if I don't have to, Rashi says, O chalot o yibim, yidu chalit o yibim, aval achiv o yibim, aval achiv o yitin o teshev o shiyalbin rosha, but you should just know, I'm not giving you anything. You're not getting it. Now, let's say the wife, Paskal Hachdusel Elif Dina, the wife, just she's posik, means she makes a pledge that she's going to go and give 1,000 dinar. She can give 1,000 dinar, and we're going to see this talking about cash money. Who posik connect in Chamesh Shemana? He goes ahead. When the husband's writing the ksuba, he writes in the ksuba that if they, you know, if he dies or if they get divorced, then she's going to pay back. He's going to pay back how much? Not the 1,000 dinar, but he's actually going to pay back Chamesh Shemana. A mana is comes out to Chamesh Shemana 15 comes out to when is 100 dinar. So 15 of them comes out to 1,500 dinar, right? So she said she came with 1,000, and he's to pay back 1,500. Rashi explains because it's cash money, and something's going to be used like right away. Therefore, he has to add to it a third to that which is given to him. Who can neged hashum? But let's say it wasn't something like cash money she's bringing in. She said she's going to give him this dowry. He's going to come in, but rather it was keged hashum, something that was property that was evaluated. He writes for that, who posik pachos chamish, he takes off 1/5. Now, there's two different types of things that are going to be brought into the dowry. You have something that's going to be used in the marriage itself, or like something like where the tables, chairs, clothing, things like that. You have something that's not going to be used, but rather things are going to be sold in order to go and gain from it. So what we say is like this, that when it comes to the idea of where it's stuff that's going to be used. So he says that if they get divorced, whatever, then he's going to pay 4/5 of what the value is right now because the stuff is going to go down in value, right? But in the case of where it's set aside to be sold, where it's not going to lose its value, so still you reduce it. And the reason is because we don't know exactly how much it's worth. And when the person comes to evaluate it right now, they're doing it in a way that it should look good for the kala, that she should be more beloved on her husband. That's more, so she writes 4/5 the value. So that's what he says. Can I get a shum? Who posik pachos chomesh? Shum b'mane v'shave b'mane. Now, when it comes to something which is actually the actual market value, shum b'mane v'shave b'mane, ein lo elo mane. Then he goes and he does exactly a money. That's where she comes and says, this is what it's worth. He writes it in there, and it turns out that's exactly what it is. Now, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, a shum b'mane, that if you have a, where he says, okay, he's going to put in a money, he no senes shloshim ve'echad sela v'dinar. She has to give him 31 sela dinar, which comes out to 125 dinar, because that's 31 sela and a dinar. This is 4 dinars and a sela. That's 1 1/4 mana. That's what she'd have to give him. That's like we said before about paying 1/5. That comes out to be 1/5 more. He has to do 1/5 less in this type of circumstance. Ubar ba meos. If he said, okay, that it was going to be shumasized, appraised for 400 dinar, he no senes chamesh meos. She has to now give him 500 dinar. Why are we bringing this? It sounds like we're repeating ourselves. It's because we are, and we'll explain why. Frek the Gemara, Selk the Gemara, Ma, beep, turn the page, I'm covering the base, Ma, she chasen posek, who posek, pachos chomesh. That was the chasen he writes in there. He has to go and do 1/5 less than that which is evaluated. Again, sounds a little familiar, but it should sound familiar, and because it is familiar. And the Gemara is going to explain why it is that we have to say all these particular ones. Zakta Heilig Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. We started in the beginning by talking about the fact that if he goes to give it to a guy and then a guy dies, now the woman falls to the Yavna, they say, give it to the Yavna. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Tzarech Lomar, Rishon Tam L'Chacham, Sheni Amaretz. Clearly, if you know the first one the husband was married to, the wife, the daughter was married to, was a Tam L'Chacham, then he dies. Now she falls to Yibam, to the other brother, who's now Amaretz, clearly. You have to say that he doesn't have to pay it. And lafilu rishon ha'maaretz shein tam chacham, even if it's a flip, still yachalom he could say la'chicha yisi rotzalitan, I want to give it to your brother. L'cha ef shalitan, you, I'm not interested in giving it to. So it works both ways. Paskal ha'chnisol elef dinar, next part of the mission. Let's say she goes and says she give him 1,000 dinar. Hainu reisha, said the Gemara, why do you have to repeat yourself? It seems they repeat itself 4 times in the same mission. What are you coming to do? The Gemara tana shuma rabba. V'katani shuma zuta. First, the Mishnah is teaching us halacha when it comes to something that's a very large type of shuma of appraisal. V'katani shuma zuta, and it teaches halacha when it comes to something shuma zuta, which is a smaller type of shtickle toira going on. First, it's talking about 1,000. What was it? What did she say? It's going to be 1,000 dinar. The next one's saying 100 dinar. Tana Shuma Didei, it teaches the law of his type of appraisal, and V'katani Shuma Dida, and it teaches when it comes to her appraisal. We want to hit up all angles to teach us all these halachas, like the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah, Paschal, the Hachten, Slok, Safim. Let's say the bride, she set up, she says she's going to bring money. As you're going to do, Rashi, Shehin Muchnim, sorry, Heim Muchanim, L'schar Miyad, just Muchan to get schar, straight up cash right away. Sala Nasa Shishib Darm. The Sela, which is 4 dinar, ends up being 6 dinar, which comes out to be a plus of half. Rashi says, Lichtov B'shtar, Ksuba, B'shishadina Yosef Shlish. Because it's not allowed to say, Lurik, Gemara Farish, Hasu Lamali. Why'd you have to come and tell me this concept again that we just saw? This idea that when you go and you give a Nidunya, it comes to cash, then the Chosin writes in the Ksuba that, adds a half to it, right? Remember, we said 1,000, he used to write it in 1,500 because it's better for him to get it right now. So why would he have to say it again? A groom that goes and accepts that he's going to pay 10 dinar lekupa for her basket, literally. It's talking about the stuff that she's going to look so beautiful, all of her goods. Rashi says, "Begamar v'far sheitan la sarazus chol mana umana shehu mevielo vignela mehen besamim lichas behem emrokei anashim." Right, all the different types of cosmetics and things. Lichol mana umana, for every mana that she brings. Let's go back one thing. Chasam makabel lava saridinam lekuba lichol mana umana, for every one of the mana that she's going to be bringing. He says, "Akol kemidig medina." Everything goes according to what the midig is, like whatever's going on in that particular place. That's what they have to be given. Zakta El Gemara. Hainu, posa kenegdam chamisha sermana. The 1,500 dinar that we said over there. So why are you saying it again? Tana iska rabba. V'tana iska zuta. We want to talk about when it's a lot of money that's coming in over here. And talking about when it's iska zuta. Let's talk about a smaller one. One said 1,000 dinar. And then one says it's only 4 dinar. He has to give 6. But you need to teach both. The tana iska rabba, which only taught the idea by the big amount of money. I would say only then does a chassan have to go and add half to it, the nefesh vacha, because he can be making a ton of money based off this. Yeah, he's a big profit margin, possibly. Aval iska zuta, the zuta ravcha, but it's a small thing. He's only going to gain a little bit. Amalo, see, he doesn't have to add to that. So he doesn't have to write that. Vishmin iska zuta, but it's on the small amount that he said half to it, the zuta ziuna. Because when it comes to zuta, the smaller one, Rashi says, yitzia v'chayas, it's only a small amount of stuff that you're putting out over here, right? It's not like a big expense to go out and to manage all this money. Low risk. Well, iska rabba enough is you know, but that's like you got to put a lot down over there. And Malo would say not like that. Therefore, you have to write that also. Echasim mekabel alav. Echasim is mekabel on himself. Asar dinar lekupa. He has to give 10 dinar for the basket. My kupa. Amar avashi kupa shabasamim. Talking about all of her cosmetics that she's going to be wearing. The amar avashi lo number dvarim alalu elu biyushalayim. This thing over here we're talking about. Give the 10 dinar for each one for the nidunya. That's only talking about in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, that's what you used to do. They were nogin to his kashet to be besamim. They would adorn himself with besamim. Okay, by Rav Ashi, b'mana hanishum or b'mana hamiskabel. We're talking about here that they set up and they're doing these appraisals. Is it a mana, an appraised mana, or meaning? When we're saying over here that the husband has to give his wife a tenth of that which is of the nedunya, does it mean that the one that there was appraised, or to the amount that he wrote in the actual ksuba, which comes out to be a chomesh, a fifth less than that? There's Gemara Imtim Zalomer Mana Miskabel. If you want to say that it's talking about the one that it is the Miskabel, which seems to be a fifth less, then Yom Rishon or Kol Yom V'Yom. Does he have to pay her on the first day? Does he have to pay her every single day? Meaning, is it one time or every day for that first week that he has to go and pay it? Imtim Zalom Kol Yom V'Yom, if you say every day, then Shabbos Rishon or Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Is this the first week or is this every week? Imtim Zalom Shabbos Shabbos every single week. The Chodesh Rishon or Kol Chodesh for Chodesh. Is it every month or is it only that first month? Imtim Zalom Kol Chodesh for Chodesh every month. Shana Rishon or Kol Shana V'Shana. Is this only the first year they get married or is it paying like forever? That's Gemara Teku. Story time. Amar Vidom Rav. Ma'isav Bitoshal Nakdimot Ben Gurion. Crazy story, this guy who was loaded off his rocker many times at the base of Mikdash. What happened with him? The Chachamim set up for 400 gold dinar for her basket of her besamim every for that day,
right? Her husband obviously died. She came to the Beis Din saying, you know, which what did she get from that what she needs? They said that just for her besamim, she has 400 golden dinar for the day. And Rashi seems to be saying over there that that means leboba yom, letzarech yom echad. Okay, Amr Lahem, so she says to them, kach tifsu l'mosechem, so should be for your daughters as well. In other words, that you guys should be, we saw this earlier as well. It wasn't really such a good thing she's saying. Like she was saying, like, that's it, that's all I got. But over here, they said amen. Even though we saw earlier, they didn't say amen, but okay. They ended up saying amen. Okay, so it's Gemara. Tana Rabbana and Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'yorchev el chamor ve'yotzei Yerushalayim, who's on his donkey going out of Yerushalayim, ha'yo tamid ha'melachem ha'chor, his students walking after him. Ra'rivachas, and he saw that there was a young lady. She was gathering up barley between the Arab donkeys, the excrement of Arab donkeys. So when she saw him, she got all covered up and she came in front of him and she said, Amrlo, Rebbe, Parnaseni, give me something to eat. I need something. So Amrlo says to him, Basmiat, Biti, Miat, who are you? Amrlo says, Basmak, Dima Ben Gurion, I'm the daughter of Natima Ben Gurion. Amrlo, he said to her, Biti, Mama shall be Savi Chaychan Halach, where did the money go from your father's house? You were loaded off your rocker. Amrlo, she said, Rebbe, Lo Kiddin, Maslin, Masla B'Yushalayim. Says, My Rebbe, don't they say lo kidain? Sorry, lo kidain. Maslin maslo Yerushalayim. Isn't this like the old saying that they say in Yerushalayim? Rashi says v'lo kach hayu moshlin moshlo Yerushalayim. That melach mamon chesed, the salt of money, is going to be lost. Rashi explains what that means is harotil melach mamon. Somebody wants to salt his money to make sure it's taken care of. Klom ligrom shlo yishkayim. It's going to be there. Yechzeren l'tzedaka tamid. Give to your tzedaka always. V'chesron ozel kiyumo. And by giving less, you're going to have to mukayim it. V'armalei. And essentially, what happened is that his father wasn't doing it, wasn't giving the properly to the money. V'armalei says the Gemara chesed. It means the salt of money is chesed when a person does kind things. Rashi says yaseh mimenu chesed. V'shal Beis Abba lo asu tzedaka koroi v'kalav imenu. He didn't do it properly, and therefore he lost his money. V'shal beis chamich eichanu. What about your father-in-law? Where did the money from his house go? Amalo, she said to him, bozeh v'ibidam zeh. This one came and lost the other ones. Rashi says, afishin zaybo. He started doing business with my father, and therefore they lost it out. Amalo, she says to him, Rebbe, zachar atob kishchasamta aksubasi. Don't you remember when you signed a ksuba? Amalan l'tamidim said to the talmidim, "Zochar ani kishechasamti al ksuba sechel zeh." I remember when I signed the ksuba. Ha'isikori by elif alafim dinari zahav mi beisavir. And I read in it that what is it? She brought a million dinar of gold, a thousand from her father's house. Chutz mishel chamir. Besides, that was coming from her father-in-law's house. Rashi says Tosefet shehosef la'chasen, that the chasen added to it. A lot of cash. Bachar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yomi, he cried out and said, Ashreichim Yisrael, b'zman shosam yitzon yitzon malkam, at the time you do the way of the will of Hashem, ain't kol umah v'lash yitzon yitzon, no one can get you. Ozan she'ino sin yitzon yitzon, when you don't do it, then mosin miyad umah shefela, we're given to the lowliest of nations over here. Rashi says, we're talking about over here, that Aravim, Karu Uma Shefleyu, are the called Sheshokhni Aolem Heimba Midra. They're out in the desert. Velobiad Uma Shefel, Velobiad Uma Shefala, and not in the hands of the lowly nation. Elobiad Behemton Shelmash Fail, but even the animals of them, because here she is, you know, going collecting from the dung over here when they're not going and doing what they're supposed to be doing. Factly Marvin, Dima Magurin, Love Tzadaka, Dimik Zaka? What do you mean? Vatayim Rotan Abrai, Samalo, Elob Magdim Magurin, the same Kashay Yotzi, the base of Medrash, when you leave his house, the base Medrash, clay made. Saw you, they would take this wool that they would go and they would spread out. Beep, turn the page. Samach Zayin, Matzian Tachtav, they would spread out underneath him for able to walk on it. Rashi says, Atachas Ragel of Halachaleim, or he should be comfortable. Boy, and Aniyim, a couple of them, and the Aniyim would come after, they would wrap it up and they would go and they would take it. Clear, he was giving tzedakah. As Gemara, Ibai Seima Ayad, you could say, Lechvodo Hu David, he did it for his own honor. That's the reason why he did it. Ibai Seima, Kidaboy Leilameavid, Lo Avid. He didn't do as much as he was able to do. He could have done more, and he didn't do more. Kedamarin, so people say, Lafum gamla shichna, according to the camel, is the load. Rashi says, Lafi kocha gamal yetiyehu masas, how much you're able to go and put on top of it. Tanya Willington of Braisa. This is another thing by the daughter of Nechum Ben Gurion. Amr b'lazer b'reb sidadik erab b'nechama, I will see consolation, I'll be nechamasized. And that is that Im Lori Isia Shahisa Malaketis Sha'orim being Talfi Susim Akko, if I'm not going to see her gathering barley from the hooves of the horses in Akko. Karasi Alea Mikrazu, and I put this pasuk on her. Imlo Tedi Loch Hayafa Banashem Silach Beikveat Soner Ias Gidiosayach. If you don't know where to go and bring your animals, the beautiful of women, follow the footsteps of the sheep and bring them Gidiosayach. Altikre Gidiosayach, which means your baby goats, Ella Giviosayach, which means your body. That means in order to sustain her body, she had to go to these animals. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. And what I want to wish all y'all, a great, great day.